Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, wheat producers. Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper again is 580-541-1949.
Wheat farmers, do you want a winning variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads the pack in forage production and grain yield, and also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek. Get one of the Great Plains' top hard winter wheat varieties. Choose Gallagher. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Live cattle futures today slid for their fourth consecutive day, going back to the lowest level we have seen since mid-April. So about a four-month slide here on the live cattle. We're at 108.85 today, settled down $1.15 in August. October, we're down $1.45 at 106.60. And just over the last 4 days, they've slid about $7 a hundred. If you go back to the highs in June, we've gone about nearly $20 a hundred lower. So quite a big sell-off. Of course, box beef is leading the way. Box beef continues to slide. It's nearly $50 off of its high. Feeder cattle are also down today, but not as much as the live cattle. August, we're down 35 cents at 141.17. The September, down 80. That was the weakest month here. They've also slid 4 days in a row and have not gone through, unlike the live cattle, they've not gone through the lows. We still have lows in mid-June, about 140, that we're still hoping as support. And outside factors, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world. Dow Jones now is down 105 at 21,913. Crude oil has recently sold off here today. It's down $1.02. Bond futures are up sharply today. September bonds are up 20 at 155.11. So the markets are really paying attention to all the global geopolitical events.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The cotton and grain futures closed down sharply today. After a mid-morning USDA report updated the yield for cotton, corn, and beans. The cotton yield was 892 pounds per acre. That was right up there with the biggest we've seen. The other year that was this big was 2012. But over the last 30 years or so, this is just as big as it's ever been for cotton. If you look at the production, total production is going to be somewhere around 20.5 million bales. That's the fourth biggest in 20 years. 2004 through 2006 were the last time we were over 20 million, and the price was somewhere around 55 to 60 cents during that time frame. So the past few years of good prices has led to even better prices. I mean, it has stayed good and led to more acres and more production for cotton. Here in Oklahoma, we were estimated to be about 768 pounds per acre this year. So pretty good overall. The corn yield was estimated to be 169.5 bushels per acre. The USDA had projected 170.7 last month, and then the average guess for this one was 166, so it was a lot higher than everybody's projections. And beans were also higher at 49.5. We were looking for about 47.5, and that caused pressure today.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.